Isaiah chapter 42. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he has set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. Thus says God Yahweh, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which comes out of it, he that gives breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, Yahweh, have called you in righteousness, and will hold your hand, and will keep you, and give you for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am Yahweh, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto Yahweh a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, you that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice. The villages that Kedar does inhabit, let the inhabitants of the rock sing, let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto Yahweh, and declare his praise in the islands. Yahweh shall go forth as a mighty man, he shall stir up jealousy like a man of war, he shall cry, yes, roar, he shall prevail against his enemies. I have for a long time held my peace, I have been still and refrained myself, now will I cry like a labouring woman, I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills, and dry up all their herbs, and I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools, and I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not, I will lead them in paths that they have not known, I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. They shall be turned back, they shall be greatly ashamed, that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, you are our gods. Hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as Yahweh's servant? Seeing many things, but you observe not, opening the ears, but he hears not. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honourable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hidden in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivers for a spoil, and none says, restore. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will listen and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not Yahweh, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore he has poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and it has set him on fire round about. Yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. Isaiah chapter 43. But now thus says Yahweh, that created you, O Jacob, and he that formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you, I have called you by your name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. For I am Yahweh your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for you. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honourable, and I have loved you. Therefore will I give men for you and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your seed from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory, I have formed him, yes, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have ears, and the deaf that have Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this, and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. You are my witnesses, says Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and besides me there is no Saviour. I have declared, and have saved, and I have shown, when there was no strange God among you. Therefore you are my witnesses, says Yahweh, that I am God. Yes, before the day was I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall hinder it? Thus says Yahweh, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. I am Yahweh, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says Yahweh, which makes a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which brings forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise, they are extinct, they are quenched as a wick. Remember you not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth, shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honour me, the dragons and the owls, because I give water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. But you have not called upon me, O Jacob, but you have been weary of me, O Israel. You have not brought me the small cattle of your burnt offerings, neither have you honoured me with your sacrifices. I have not caused you to serve with an offering, nor wearied you with incense. You have bought me no sweet cane with money, neither have you filled me with the fat of your sacrifices, but you have made me to serve with your sins. You have wearied me with your iniquities. I, even I, am he that blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance, let us plead together, declare you that you may be justified. Your first father has sinned, and your teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to reproaches. Isaiah chapter 44. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says Yahweh, that made you and formed you from the womb, which will help you. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and you, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your seed, and my blessing upon your offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. One shall say, I am Yahweh's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto Yahweh, and surname himself by the name of Israel. Thus says Yahweh the King of Israel, and his Redeemer Yahweh of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and besides me there is no God. and who, as I, shall call and shall declare it, and set it in order for me, since I appoint the ancient people, and the things that are coming, and shall come, let them show unto them. Fear you not, neither be afraid. Have not I told you from that time, and have declared it? You are even my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Yes, there is no God, I know not any. They that make a graven image are all of them vanity, and their delectable things shall not profit, and they are their own witnesses. They see not, nor know, that they may be ashamed. Who has formed a god or molten a graven image that is profitable for nothing? Behold, all his fellows shall be ashamed, and the workmen they are of men. Let them all be gathered together, let them stand up, yet they shall fear, and they shall be ashamed together. The smith with the tongs both works in the coals and fashions it with hammers, and works it with the strength of his arms. Yes, he is hungry, and his strength fails. He drinks no water and is faint. The carpenter stretches out his rule, he marks it out with a line, he fits it with planes, and he marks it out with the compass, and makes it after the figure of a man, according to the beauty of a man, that it may remain in the house. He hews down cedars, and takes the cypress and the oak, which he strengthens for himself. Among the trees of the forest he plants an ash, and the rain does nourish it. Then shall it be for a man to burn, for he will take thereof and warm himself. Yes, he kindles it and bakes bread. Yes, he makes a god and worships it. He makes a graven image and falls down thereto. He burns part thereof in the fire, with part thereof he eats flesh. He roasts roast and is satisfied. Yes, he warms himself and says, "Aha, I am warm, I have seen the fire." And the residue thereof he makes a god, even his graven image. He falls down unto it, and worships it, and prays unto it, and says, "Deliver me, for you are my God." They have not known nor understood, for he has shut their eyes that they cannot see, and their hearts that they cannot understand. And none considers in his heart, neither is there knowledge nor understanding to say, "I have burned part of it in the fire, yes, also I have baked bread upon the coals thereof, I have roasted flesh and eaten it, and shall I make the residue thereof an abomination? Shall I fall down to the stock of a tree?" He feeds on ashes, a deceived heart has turned him aside, that he cannot deliver his soul, nor say, "Is there not a lie in my right hand?" Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for you are my servant. I have formed you, you are my servant. O Israel, you shall not be forgotten by me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud your transgressions, and as a cloud your sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed you. Sing, O you heavens, for Yahweh has done it. Shout, you lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, you mountains, O forest and every tree therein. For Yahweh has redeemed Jacob, and glorified himself in Israel. Thus says Yahweh your Redeemer, and he that formed you from the womb, I am Yahweh that makes all things, that stretches forth the heavens alone, that spreads abroad the earth by myself, that frustrates the tokens of the liars and makes diviners mad, that turns wise men backward and makes their knowledge foolish, that confirms the word of his servant and performs the counsel of his messengers, that says to Jerusalem, "You shall be inhabited," and to the cities of Judah, "You shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof," that says to the deep, "Be dry, and I will dry up your rivers," that says of Cyrus, "He is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure," even saying to Jerusalem, "You shall be built, and to the temple your foundation shall be laid." Isaiah chapter 45. Thus says Yahweh to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gate shall not be shut. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut down the bars of iron. and I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, Yahweh, which call you by your name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake and Israel my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have surnamed you, though you have not known me. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. There is no God besides me. I girded you, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, Yahweh, do all these things. Drop down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, Yahweh, have created it. Whereunto him that strives with his maker, let the potsherds strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashions it, what makes you, or your work? He has no hands. Whereunto him that says to his father, what beget you, or to the woman, what have you brought forth? Thus says Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands, command you me. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives, not for price nor reward, says Yahweh of hosts. Thus says Yahweh, the labour of Egypt and merchandise of Ethiopia and of the Sabaeans, men of stature, shall come over unto you, and they shall be yours. They shall come after you, in chains they shall come over, and they shall fall down unto you. They shall make supplication unto you, saying, surely God is in you, and there is none else, there is no God. Truly you are a God that hides yourself, O God of Israel, the Saviour. They shall be ashamed and also confounded, all of them. They shall go to confusion together that are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. For thus says Yahweh that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He has established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not to the seed of Jacob, seek you me in vain. I, Yahweh, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, that you are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image, and pray to a God that cannot serve. Tell you and bring them near, yes, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have not I Yahweh, and there is no God else besides me, a just God and a Saviour? There is none besides me. Look unto me, and be you saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself the world. I have sworn by myself the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in Yahweh have I righteousness and strength, even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In Yahweh shall all the seed of Israel be justified, and shall glory. Isaiah chapter 46. Bel bows down, Nebo stoops. Their idols were upon the beasts and upon the cattle. Your carriages were heavily loaded. They are a burden to the weary beast. They stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves have gone into captivity. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age I am he, and even to grey hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you. To whom will you liken me, and make me equal, and compare me, that we may be like? They lavish gold out of the bag, and weigh silver in the balance, and hire a goldsmith, and he makes it a god. They fall down, yes, they worship. They bear him upon the shoulder, they carry him, and set him in his place, and he stands from his place, shall he not remove? Yes, one shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble. Remember this, and show yourselves men, bring it again to mind, O you transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executes my counsel from a far country, yes, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass, I have purposed it, I will also do it. Listen unto me, you stout-hearted that are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness, it shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry, and I will place salvation in Zion for Israel my glory. Isaiah chapter 47. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground, there is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans. For you shall no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind meal. Uncover your locks, make bare the leg. Uncover the thigh, pass over the rivers. Your nakedness shall be uncovered, yes, your shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet you as a man. As for our Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit you silent and get you into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. I was angry with my people, I have polluted my inheritance and given them into your hand. You did show them no mercy, upon the ancient have you very heavily laid your yoke. And you said, I shall be a lady forever, so that you did not lay these things to your heart, neither did remember the latter end of it. Therefore hear now this, you that are given to pleasures, that dwell carelessly, that say in your heart, I am, and none else besides me, I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. But these two things shall come to you in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood, they shall come upon you in their perfection, for the multitude of your sorceries, and for the great abundance of your enchantments. For you have trusted in your wickedness, you have said, none sees me, your wisdom and your knowledge, it has perverted you, and you have said in your heart, I am, and none else besides me. Therefore shall evil come upon you, you shall not know from where it rises, and mischief shall fall upon you, you shall not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon you suddenly, which you shall not know. Stand now with your enchantments and with the multitude of your sorceries wherein you have laboured from your youth. If so be, you shall be able to profit. If so be, you may prevail. You are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from these things that shall come upon you. Behold, they shall be as stubble, the fire shall burn them, they shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a coal to warm at, nor fire to sit before it. Thus shall they be to you, with whom you have laboured, even your merchants from your youth. They shall wander every one to his quarter, none shall save you. Isaiah chapter 48. Hear you this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, and have come forth out of the waters of Judah, which swear by the name of Yahweh, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. For they call themselves of the holy city, and lean themselves upon the God of Israel. Yahweh of hosts is his name. I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them, I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. Because I knew that you are obstinate, and your neck is an iron sinew, and your brow brass. I have even from the beginning declared it to you. Before it came to pass, I showed it to you, lest you should say, my idol has done them, and my graven image, and my molten image has commanded them. You have heard, see all this, and will you not declare it? I have shown you new things from this time, even hidden things, and you did not know them. They are created now, and not from the beginning, even before the day when you heard them not, lest you should say, behold, I knew them. Yes, you heard not. Yes, you knew not. Yes, from that time that your ear was not opened, for I knew that you would deal very treacherously, and were called a transgressor from the womb. For my name's sake will I defer my anger, and for my praise will I refrain for you, that I cut you not off. Behold, I have refined you, but not with silver. I have chosen you in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake, even for my own sake, will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory to another. Listen unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he. I am the first. I also am the last. My hand also has laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand has spanned the heavens. When I call unto them, they stand up together. All you, assemble yourselves and hear. Which among them has declared these things? Yahweh has loved him. He will do his pleasure on Babylon, and his arm shall be on the Chaldeans. I, even I, have spoken. Yes, I have called him. I have bought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. Come you near unto me, hear you this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was, there am I, and now the Lord Yahweh and his Spirit has sent me. Thus says Yahweh, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am Yahweh your God, which teaches you to profit, which leads you by the way that you should go. Oh, that you had listened to my commandments, then had your peace been as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. Your seed also had been as the sand, and the offspring of your bowels, like the gravel thereof. His name should not have been cut off, nor destroyed from before me. Go you forth from Babylon, flee you from the Chaldeans, with a voice of singing declare you, tell this, utter it even to the end of the earth, say you, Yahweh has redeemed his servant Jacob. And they thirsted not when he led them through the deserts. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He broke open the rock also, and the waters gushed out. There is no peace, says Yahweh, unto the wicked. Isaiah chapter 49. Listen, O isles, unto me, and listen, you people from afar. Yahweh has called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother has he made mention of my name. And he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand has he hidden me, and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver has he hidden me, and said unto me, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I have laboured in vain, I have spent my strength for nothing, and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with Yahweh, and my work with my God. And now, says Yahweh, that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him. Though Israel is not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yahweh, and my God shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give you for a light to the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Thus says Yahweh, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to him whom man despises, to him whom the nation abhors, to a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because of Yahweh that is faithful, and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose you. Thus says Yahweh, in an acceptable time have I heard you, and in a day of salvation have I helped you, and I will preserve you and give you for a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages, that you may say to the prisoners, go forth, to them that are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that has mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them. And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from afar, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sidim. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for Yahweh has comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, Yahweh has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yes, they may forget, yet will I not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you upon the palms of my hands, your walls are continually before me. Your children shall make haste, your destroyers, and they that made you waste shall go forth of you. Lift up your eyes round about, and behold, all these gather themselves together and come to you. As I live, says Yahweh, you shall surely clothe you with them all, as with an ornament, and bind them on you as a bride does. For your waste and your desolate places and the land of your destruction shall even now be too narrow by reason of the inhabitants, and they that swallowed you up shall be far away. The children which you shall have, after you have lost the other, shall say again in your ears, the place is too narrow for me, give place to me that I may dwell. Then shall you say in your heart, who has begotten me, seeing I have lost my children, and am desolate, a captive, and removing to and fro, and who has brought up these? Behold, I was left alone, these where had they been? Thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, I will lift up my hand to the Gentiles, and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. And kings shall be your nursing fathers, and their queens your nursing mothers. They shall bow down to you with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of your feet. And you shall know that I am Yahweh, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But thus says Yahweh, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered, for I will contend with him that contends with you, and I will save your children. And I will feed them that oppress you with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood, as with sweet wine, and all flesh shall know that I, Yahweh, am your Saviour and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Isaiah chapter 50. Thus says Yahweh, where is the bill of your mother's divorce, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities have you sold yourselves, and for your transgressions is your mother put away. Why, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all, that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke I dry up the sea, I make the rivers a wilderness, their fish stinks because there is no water, and die for thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord Yahweh has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He awakens morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord Yahweh has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord Yahweh will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifies me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord Yahweh will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall grow old as a garment, the moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that fears Yahweh, that obeys the voice of his servant, that walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of Yahweh and lean upon his God. Behold, all you that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks that you have kindled. This shall you have of my hand, you shall lie down in sorrow. Isaiah chapter 51. Listen to me, you that follow after righteousness, you that seek Yahweh. Look unto the rock wherefrom you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit wherefrom you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah that bore you, for I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For Yahweh shall comfort Zion, he will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of Yahweh. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving, and the voice of melody. Listen unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation has gone forth, and my arm shall judge the people. The isle shall wait upon me, and on my arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall grow old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be for ever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Listen unto me, you that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear you not the reproach of men, neither be you afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be for ever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of Yahweh, awake, as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Are you not it that has cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Are you not it which has dried the sea, the waters of the great deep, that has made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? Therefore the redeemed of Yahweh shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. I, even I, am he that comforts you. Who are you that you should be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the son of man which shall be made as grass? And forget Yahweh your Maker, that has stretched forth the heavens, and laid the foundations of the earth, and have feared continually every day, because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive exile hastens that he may be loosed, and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail. But I am Yahweh your God, that divided the sea, whose waves roared. Yahweh of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in your mouth, and I have covered you in the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, You are my people. Awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem, which have drunk at the hand of Yahweh the cup of his fury. You have drunk the dregs of the cup of trembling and wrung them out. There is none to guide her among all the sons whom she has brought forth, neither is there any that takes her by the hand of all the sons that she has brought up. These two things have come unto you. Who shall be sorry for you? Desolation and destruction and the famine and the sword, by whom shall I comfort you? Your sons have fainted, they lie at the head of all the streets, as a wild bull in a net. They are full of the fury of Yahweh, the rebuke of your God. Therefore hear now this, you afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. Thus says your Lord Yahweh and your God, that pleads the cause of his people. Behold, I have taken out of your hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. You shall no more drink it again. But I will put it into the hand of them that afflict you, which have said to your soul, bow down, that we may go over, and you have laid your body as the ground and as the street to them that went over. Isaiah chapter 52. Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion, put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, for henceforth there shall no more come into you the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake yourself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bands of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus says Yahweh, you have sold yourselves for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. For thus says the Lord Yahweh, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to dwell there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now therefore, what have I here, says Yahweh, that my people are taken away for nothing, that they rule over them, make them to howl, says Yahweh, and my name continually every day is blasphemed. Therefore my people shall know my name, therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that does speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that brings good tidings, that publishes peace, that brings good tidings of good, that publishes salvation, that says unto Zion, your God reigns. Your watchmen shall lift up the voice, with the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye, when Yahweh shall bring again Zion. Bring forth, break forth into joy, sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem, for Yahweh has comforted his people, he has redeemed Jerusalem. Yahweh has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart you, go you out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Go you out of the midst of her, be you clean, that bear the vessels of Yahweh. For you shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight, for Yahweh will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled, and be very high. As many were astonished at you, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations, the kings shall shut their mouths at him, for that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. Isaiah chapter 53. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, as we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne out our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and Yahweh has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased Yahweh to bruise him, he has put him to grief. When you shall make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of Yahweh shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the labour of his soul, and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Isaiah chapter 54. Sing, O barren, you that did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, you that did not labour with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, says Yahweh. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitations. Spare not, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you shall break forth on the right hand and on the left, and your seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for you shall not be ashamed, neither be you confounded, for you shall not be put to shame, for you shall forget the shame of your youth, and shall not remember the reproach of your widowhood any more. For your Maker is your husband, Yahweh of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. For Yahweh has called you as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when you were refused, says your God. For a small moment have I forsaken you, but with great mercies will I gather you. In a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on you, says Yahweh, your Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me, for as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be angry with you, nor rebuke you. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, says Yahweh that has mercy on you. O you afflicted, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay your stones with fair colours, and lay your foundations with sapphires. And I will make your widows of agates, and your gates of carbuncles, and all your borders of pleasant stones. And all your children shall be taught of Yahweh, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness shall you be established, you shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whoever shall gather together against you shall fall for your sake. Behold, I have created the smith that blows the coals in the fire, and that brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me, says Yahweh.